transaction.
Tzad's the Issa of Mecha Chomemcha. To have a non-Jew running a business on Shabbos, that's also not allowed to be done. If the person wants to have a shop open, and he wants to have a non-Jew running the business, that's also, because whatever you can't do on Shabbos, you mustn't ask a non-Jew to do. And therefore, one's not allowed to do that. We spoke about having shares in a company, where, let's say, Roiv shareholders are non-Jews, that's no problem at all. Even though you get dividends from that, it means you're getting payments from the work that's being done on Shabbos. What? But you've got no say, that's nothing. That's the way they pay you, but the mice, you've got no bias at all in the company, there's no problem. If you've got, there's a majority shareholder of Eden in a company, that's more of a problem actually. That one has to be asked to Shiloh what to do in such a case. The other thing is a business partnership with a non-Jew, we also touched on that last week, that can be done. I asked this person actually, who I spoke to him last week, he said he was very happy he didn't do it. He said, that advice didn't like hold what he said. And I said, the Arabonim do allow it, so it can be done, but one has to ask a shalom, one has to know how to do it. Then we said a chiddush, even though one's not allowed to buy or sell, we said a chiddush last week, a chazal allowed a person who's run short of food, or is run short of tzorche Shabbos, to go to a shop. So I told you, I asked the shopkeeper a while ago already, if he said I had it on Friday night. So I asked about a Yiddish shop, whether he's ever had someone come into his Yiddish shop actually to buy something. He said to me, no, sir, practically speaking, now this is not really practical, because it's all alarmed, the whole system. But, like your case, I asked someone about your case, someone had a good case actually. Marshall, someone's suit got dirty on Shabbos, or his bekesh got dirty on Shabbos, he's got nothing else to wear. So he's got his one of the dry cleaners. Can he go to the dry cleaner to pick up? So the Rav said to me, the Maaser is allowed to, passes all tzorche Shabbos his mutter, but, interesting, he said, I don't know where this comes from, he said to me, you shouldn't go around the front, you shouldn't open the shop like normal, what you should do is go around the back. So you should go around the back of the shop, whatever, and do it there. That's how you should do it. But you're allowed to do is love that for food. You mustn't say, I owe you so much money for what you've done. You have to do it not derech mechira. So you have to say, if someone goes to Halpern's or whatever, you buy, wants to buy, let's say they have a race or something, that you can do it. So you go there, you say, I want 10 packets of crisps, 5 bottles of Coke, but you mustn't bill up. You mustn't say, first of all, you mustn't say, please sell me. You mustn't tell the shopkeeper, please sell me 10 packets of crisps. And you mustn't say, please bill up how much I owe. All that's not allowed to be done. But you can say, I'm going to take, give me 20 packets of crisp, give me 20 bottles of Coke, and you can say to him, I'll sort it out with you after Shabbos. That's allowed to be done, but more than that you shouldn't do. Interesting. Oh, really? It's for people to come in? Yeah. It's an interesting idea. That. Yeah. People run out on the thing. Say, now there's a way, no, you can't do it with you in the shop, they say. Because, well, it's all alarmed.
Yeah, that's all
alarmed. Yeah, so interesting thing, but the mice said, Okay. That's more or less what we said last time. I didn't know that. I've never been to these fancy hotels, but it looks like I've never been to this, but I just saw a posse speak about an interesting shiloh. Someone goes to a hotel, or a restaurant, expensive restaurant on Shabbos, whatever, and let's say he's in a hotel. So he's got a certain amount of food, he's allowed to have a part of the service, but he wants to get extra. So now how does he do it in a hotel? So apparently... What?
Okay,
that's all right. Can you ask them? Can you go to the bar, for example? Say, can I buy can I have? You mustn't say, can I buy? You can't say to the bar there, I want to buy a bottle of Coke or whatever. I don't know how it works in these hotels. If you want extra, for example, so you have to pay for it. So if you do that, you have to be careful. You can't say that you want to buy and I'll pay you after Shabbos. You must say all that. You can say, can I have? And I'll sort it out with you after Shabbos. And then we spoke about Achidish last time, also Achidish and Roche Shabbos, that a Goyish shop is much worse. Going into a non-Jewish shop on Shabbos, that could be very problematic, because since the shop is open like normal, and you go in there, it looks very much Maris Eilig thing. When you go to a Yiddish shop, and the shop's closed really, they're just opening around the back for you to go in, that's really better. But if they're opening, if it's a Goyish shop, which is open all the whole time, that's more problematic. Okay, that was what we spoke about last time. This time, another Issa Chazal made, and that is the Gzeira of weighing or measuring. Again, it's very associated, weighing and measuring is all very much associated with Shema Yichtoi. When a person does a business deal, often he weighs, he measures, and he writes down things. So Chazal didn't allow this to be done on Shabbos.
So,
yeah.
I've seen an answer about they go into a shop and pick up the newspapers.
So what, go to the shop?
Yeah. You know the last time, I think.
Don't think about the newspapers.
What, and the non-Jews trust them, obviously.
Yeah,
is that what they're going to
have an account.
They
just,
it happens in Yom Tov Sheni, it's all the time. Yom Tov Sheni, you go in, you better call it, and then
well, food is mutter. Food is mutter. Food is mutter. Tzorach Shabbos and Tzorach Yom Mutter. This is called Tzorach Yom Tov, not sure. Yes, it's the newspaper called Tzorach Shabbos, Tzorach Yom Tov. I mean, if you're not saying anything, it's something Issa of Amir, you're not doing anything wrong, yeah? The first thing you have to know, going into a non-Jewish shop is questionable. Now, what? And secondly, you have to know if that's called Tzorach Shabbos. I don't know if you'll have to do that. Probably, maybe. I mean, the Maisa will come to us when it comes to the gazelles of writing, when you can read newspapers. Huh? That's my newspaper with a master, whatever. Yeah, interesting thing. Yeah, I don't know. So he is talking about the Maaseh Gezeira of measuring. So anything which is to do with measuring, you mustn't do. Obviously, you use a specialized cane. He's a person who wants to measure a table. He takes a ruler, he measures this, or this is 30 centimeters across here, that you mustn't do. Any sort of measuring is not allowed to be done. Shabbat Gezeira, because that measuring is very much associated with Mekach HaMemkam. A kitchen scale to measure a serving size. What the person wants to serve, I don't know what, 5 milligrams of sugar. Quite a lot of that, but he wants to serve 5 milligrams of sugar, so he wants to weigh it. He wants to put it on a weighing scale. See, that is not allowed to be done. You can, what? On Shabbat. And Yom Tov is interesting, actually. Very interesting, actually, on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, I didn't really look at this a lot so well. On Yom Tov, you can use your measuring jar, but you shouldn't use a scale. Scales is very, very chomel, so ideally one shouldn't use a scale. You can use a measuring jar, but you shouldn't use it. Ideally you should estimate it if you can. But many women are scared the food won't taste so nice if they don't get the right quantities in. So if they feel it's going to affect the food, they're allowed to use a measuring jar. Maybe. Could be. That's not sure what I was really. Yes, no, it is. But I'm asking that. You don't like the weighing scale, it's more problematic. They don't use the weighing scale. Weighing scale is a very common sort of way that shouldn't do. So a person wants to measure the size of the room. Sorry, he wants to measure how big this room is, the marshal. He's got no reason. I don't know why he's doing it. He wants to show his, for his friend that this room is a very big room compared to his house. So he decides to walk with his feet like this. He measures how many feet on here. That's problematic. You mustn't do an act of measuring on Shabbos. That's Chazal Asad used to do that. you can't do volume either, the marshal. A person wants to see how much the apple weighs, or how much, in comparison, how much bigger is the apple than the orange. So he has a glass of water, and he puts it in, he gets a big cage of water, for example, and he puts it into a bucket or a bowl. And he drops the apple in as a displacement. So you can see the volume of how much water comes out. Puts an orange in it, sees how much it is. What's more? That you mustn't do on Shabbos. The Maaseh, so that's a problem of weighing and measuring. It's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Taking temperature. Okay, we'll see that I attain a certain thing of temperature, but generally if a person's feeling well, to take his temperature is not allowed on Shabbos. Because that's also measuring. Any sort of measuring, however you do it, is not allowed to be done. So we're coming to the Shemitzah, yeah. There's no issue though to read the measurement. Let's say someone goes to his back garden and he's got a measure, what's it called, a thermometer on his gate to see what the temperature is outside. That's nothing wrong. To read the temperature is not wrong. The issue is to measure. And I didn't cut this actually, I just got clear because I was worried about this. I was worried. Can I play a game with you, for example, on Shabbos? And I want to play with my watch. I look at my watch and see, I give you 60 seconds to speak. You know that famous game, you've got 60 seconds to speak about a certain topic. So I look at my watch and I measure you for 60 seconds. Can I do that? So I was worried about this, I thought it's a problem of measuring. So what's your answer? Is it a problem?
No.
Oh, you know, what did you say?
Watch is anyway.
So the terrorist is that Istas do an action of measuring. The watch, that watch there, the second hand is ticking anyway. That's not doing anything. So if I want to measure how many you can speak for without interruption, and I look at that thing there, there's no Issa whatsoever. Didn't cut that. And I said, that's water. The Issa is to do an action of Medida. An action of measuring is not allowed to be done. But if the measuring is already done, and you're just looking at it, that's no problem. But you're just counting, you're not doing an act of measuring. But that's not an act, the same word, the word is an act. You have to do an act of measuring, means you do a pull up, taking a ruler and measure it. Just counting words.
12 seconds, 15 seconds.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, it's a good point, but you're not doing an action, you're just saying words. You're saying words, as you're saying, I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's not an action of measuring. No, an action measure means you take a ruler and you measure something. I'll take my feet and I'll measure like this. That's a measuring action. Just saying words and you have to fit into my words. No, that's called measuring. Check it out. I don't think so. I hate what you're saying. It's your point.
Measuring is super. I think that's
okay. Oh, I'll catch up with you on mitzvah in a minute. Do I ever talk about things which are not a mitzvah, yeah? What else is there? Yeah, that's more or less all the case of Oslo. So I'm just trying to, why else do we weigh? We don't really waste things so much nowadays. I mean, it's not really such a reality. You're buying the shots already made, but it's not. We're not really doing it. The big heta in this over here is when it comes to Medida Shel Mitzvah. Oh, so any Medida Shel Mitzvah, a person measures for a mitzvah purpose, that's what it means. A person on holiday in the middle of Wales, or in Italy, and he wants to go for a walk. So he knows there's a problem, he's in the middle of nowhere. And he knows there's a dinner Tum Shabbos. You've got two thousand amas, which roughly was a kilometer, something like that, a kilometer. Two thirds of a mile. So he has to make cheshbon, let's make it easier, an am is about 1.5 feet each. So a person makes a cheshbon, I'm allowed to walk 3,000 feet. So he can measure that, he could measure. He's allowed to measure on Shabbos, he wants to walk out. So Medida Shel Mitzvah, he has to work out how far he's allowed to go. It's for a mitzvah purpose, that is mutzah to do. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Or, for example, another thing, let's say some milk fell into meat on Shabbos. So he's got to know, he wants to work out how much milk it was, and I can do it. But let's say a person can work out the thing, that it's a shishim, the 60 times meat against the milk. If a person could work something out like that, to work that out, that would be much to do. That's not an issa. The issa is only when a person is measuring, not for mitzvah purposes. So like, say again, a chayla, someone who's not well. So that is called a mitzvah, to look after someone, to make sure he's well. What's the idea? The idea of measuring someone is to find out when he needs to go to bed, he needs to take tablets. So that's a Medida Shel Mitzvah. That's mutter. All that is allowed to be done. Any Medida Shel Mitzvah is allowed to be done.
Temperature on the
paper? Yeah. So we spoke about it last week. We said taking temperature for a chayla is mutter. The best way to do it is to use a mercury thermometer. The mercury thermometer is the simplest one to use because there, no instrument involved. I mean, there's a medida, you're measuring actually, you are measuring. But that measuring is a measuring shel mitzvah, which is allowed to be done. But to use a digital thermometer, that's more of a question because writing comes up. So we made the distinction last time, we spoke about a chilek, whether the writing is visible, but it just lights up, clearer, or it's not visible at all. A miser, ideally a mercury thermometer should be used, that's the best one. So someone's not feeling well, for example, one can use like a mercury thermometer. That's the best thing to use, yeah? To measure how the person's doing. What else was there? Oh, so that was also an interesting point. Can you shake it down afterwards? So we said the chiddush actually from Rav Vosner. Rav Vosner says if you shake it down afterwards and you don't need it that day, that could be a problem. If the next person's going to need it, and he needs a thermometer, then I'll shake it down for him. That's much to do. But if the person doesn't need it, shaking it down could be a shy tikkun money. He said it could be a rectifying money. It could be. That's a bit of a shy there. Sorry? If you need it, do you need it today?
No, you might need somebody else.
Might need that. I mean, unless someone's not well. If you might, there's a possibility. Someone that's not well in the house, you might want to take a temperature later. Maybe that's mutter. But if there's no one who's ill in the house, you've got one person taking the temperature, now you don't need it for him again. You know he's got temperature. I mean, if you've got a chashash, you might take again his temperature, then that'd be all right. But if you don't need it again for him, you shouldn't do anything to it. You shouldn't do anything. I mean, unless it's a chashash. So 1 minute, so what do we say? What else is the Medida Shel Mitzvah? I'm trying to think, what else is the Medida Shel Mitzvah? Kois, that's also a good case in Barcelona. The person wants to use, they wants to have a cap. So the Chaz Nishir of a Kois is 86 mil. Sorry, the Chaim Nor Shir of a Kois is about 86 mil. The Chaz Nishir is 150. He wants to measure, he wants to have in Mahadda for Kiddush to use the Chaz Nishir of a Kois, 150 mil. So you can go to a baby's bottle, the baby's bottle's got a different container in the cupboard, or a kitchen cupboard, where a woman's got a measuring jug, it's got 150 mil on there. You can fill it out to 150 mil, pour that into your kois, your cup, and see whether it contains 150 mil or not. That's mutter. That's all a Medida Shel Mitzvah, that's the measuring for a mitzvah purpose, that is allowed to be done.
What about baby bottles?
Ah, baby bottle as well is also a good example, but that's a Medida Shel Mitzvah. Babies, for a baby to eat is a mitzvah, he needs to eat. Look after a child. What?
If you go wrong, it's
not good
knowledge.
But you've got nephews.
Yeah, they say, don't get that nephew.
Yeah, this is going to do something. It's going to be mummies. It's a mitzvah. Look after a child.
When you meet a child and they think that formula, you have to put the right
amount in it. Yeah. So even if it's not mummies, dangerous. It's not a matter. It's a mitzvah. It's looking after a child to eat or someone to eat or an achoyle, someone or an older person. You want to get the right measurements of it. That's called Medida Shel Mitzvah. That's all mutter. That's all these things the case of the mutter. What else is Medida Shel Mitzvah? matzah, yeah, matzah also. I mean, a matzah, someone wants to measure a matzah, for example, a moray. You know, you've got these charts with the moray, you're measuring it. That's all mutter. All these things are mutter. That's Medina Shalom Mitzvah. Medina Shalom Mitzvah is mutter to do on Shabbos without
any. It's still over the scale.
Yeah, scale is muhom actually. Yeah, scale, one shouldn't use a scale. Even though one's allowed to use the Medina Shalom Mitzvah, so I remember, a scale should be. That's telling, that's mutter. That's not a scale. A scale means it goes on a weighing scale. That's not allowed. Someone wants to measure his weight on Shabbos. He wants to know if he's losing weight. So he goes to the measuring chair. That's not allowed to be done, yeah? I mean, if it's the Moshe, the mother has to weigh a baby every day. That could be a difference to Shabbos because never something the Moshe. You have to see the baby's weight's going down. That's mummish, could be because nervous. That's very important. That could be, that's a different Shabbos completely. But generally speaking, measuring and all these things should not be done on Shabbos unless it's Medina Shel Mitzvah. Just trying to think, what else is Medina Shel Mitzvah? I wrote that quite. Baby formula, all those things, yeah, all that's called a mitzvah. That's all called a mitzvah, to what everyone has to do. Shabbos, what else do you speak about? A mikveh also is a good example. Yeah, a person wants to go to the mikveh, look very low, the mikveh. And he wants to know if he can go into it, let's say, yeah? I mean, Avadah, you can't total kingdom on Shabbos, yeah? But if a person wants to total himself, he wants to go into the mikveh, and he wants to know, it looks very, very low, this mikveh. So it's something. The Gemara says it's one amma by one amma by 3 amps. So that's quite easy to work out. You can see the mass that's allowed to be done. You can measure that. If you need to do that, you're allowed to measure it. So Medina Shel Mitzvah, that is mutter to do. Let's just see what else he says over here. What other example? What? Yeah, Abba Min. Let's say a person's not sure, the mass, whether his it's the right shear. He's not sure whether his lulav is his four tefachim. Yeah, I've got that in my garden. I'm very interested about the Moshe. Let's say, for example, he's not sure about his mechitz in his front garden. Has it reached 10 tefachim? What's 10 tefachim? It's about 86 centimeters, I think, or according to Chazal, 100 centimeters, yeah? So somebody wants to measure whether you've got that shear. So you could take a ruler, you must realize all these things, a ruler, a tape measure, are moksha really on Shabbos. The case like Lissa. So really, one shouldn't be using the Moshe. But if the one needs to, the Moshe, one needs it for Tzorach. Meister, a ruler, yeah. Tape measure is a bit more problematic because it's a case like this which has got no heterosexual structures, really. Meister, if one has to measure out, the chur won't be allowed to take it to measure. If one's not sure whether one's got the right machis in one's garden, he's not sure whether he can carry in his garden, let's say, and he wants to know if it's all right, in such a case there, he could take a tape measure and use it to measure out. Yeah, richtig. All these cases, all these cases are called Medina Shel Mitzvah. Yeah, there's hundreds of cases you can think of. All these cases are Medina Shel Mitzvah, where a person is allowed to measure for a purpose of mitzvah that's allowed to be done. So again, normal measuring and weighing one shouldn't do. So just to measure a room, even by walking, let's say, he wants to measure roughly how big the room is, that one shouldn't do. And to count the tiles of the room, also lechayer, that is, he knows that each tile is 2.5 feet, so he says, oh, count the tiles 10 or 10 across, that's 25 feet across, such as that's also wrong to do. But if there's no mitzvah involved, if there's a mitzvah involved, I don't know what, he wants to make a show block, maybe, and even that's a bit dodgy. But if I say, a normal mitzvah...
There's no action.
Counting could be an action. Yeah, could be, yeah. Well, right, could be actually counting just the tires itself. Might not be called an action. Yeah, I have to check this out, let's see. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi Stein, let's go ahead.
Hi, you're married?